Democrats are rounding on the FBI after it revealed it was examining more emails that might be connected to Hillary Clinton's private email account. The FBI's investigation into Mrs. Clinton's emails was closed in July, and it said nothing had been found that would justify criminal charges against the former Secretary of State. Well, Donald Trump is hailing FBI Director James Comey's announcement, saying the email saga is bigger than Watergate. Mrs. Clinton, though, is outraged.
It is pretty strange. It's pretty strange to put something like that out with such little information right before an election. In fact, it's not just strange, it's unprecedented, and it is deeply troubling because voters deserve to get full and complete facts. And so we've called on Director Comey to explain everything right away, put it all out on the table, right? Now, of course, Donald Trump is already making up lies about this. He is doing his best to confuse, mislead, and discourage the American people.
Well, Donald Trump's campaign chief, Kellyanne Conway, says Mrs. Clinton can only blame herself.
We are only having this conversation today because Hillary Clinton flouted the law and went and set up a private server so she can hide stuff from the public.
Right.
And here we are again.
Now, James Comey has said that the emails to be investigated will come to light during the sexual grooming investigation into this former Congressman Anthony Weiner, whose former wife is a close ally of Mrs. Clinton. Mr. Comey has said that it is not yet clear if the emails were of any significance. Let's try and make sense of this now with Simon Marks, who joins us from Washington. Simon, good morning to you. It could be very significant, then again, it might not be at all. It's a bit of a schmozzle, isn't it?
Well, it is, Guyon. I mean, the irony in all of this, in all the statements coming from all sides, is so thick that if you put it into a mixing bowl, you wouldn't be able to stir it. First of all, you've got Hillary Clinton, a woman who dragged her feet for months in terms of releasing her email when it first became apparent many months ago that she had used a private email server, now insisting that she favors full transparency and the FBI should publish all of these documents so that voters can tell what they contain and what the FBI has found. Then you've got the Republicans, who have spent the last 3 or 4 months excoriating FBI Director James Comey for failing to pursue criminal charges against Hillary Clinton, failing, as Donald Trump would like to see, to put her in jail. Suddenly, the Republicans are portraying James Comey as this paragon of comity and virtue just 9 and a half, 10 days before Election Day here in the United States. And who among us, Guyon, would ever have imagined that the outcome of this presidential election could be influenced by documents that were stored on a device owned and controlled by the disgraced New York Congressman Anthony Weiner, who, of course, was subject to a separate FBI investigation involving the lurid and profane messages and pictures that he exchanged with an underage girl. I mean, it's just an astonishing series of circumstances, but ones that could impact the outcome of this election.
Let's have a look at that impact. I guess it doesn't help Donald Trump's claim that the election is rigged, does it, if you get the FBI intervening? And I must say, against the advice, isn't it, of the US Justice Department, and to intervene, what, I think it was 11 days out, doesn't help his claim that this is all rigged against him.
Yes, but the Justice Department here also, I mean, there's irony there as well. You have Loretta Lynch of the Attorney General, who heads the Justice Department, and her top advisors saying that they urged James Comey not to put that statement out last Thursday. But this is the same Loretta Lynch who, in the middle of the original investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, didn't seem to see that there was any problem with the fact that at one point she spent 30 minutes engaged with a private conversation with Bill Clinton when they both happened to be on the tarmac of an airport in Salt Lake City just a few months ago. So the Democrats are saying, well, look, what James Comey has done has appalled senior figures within the Justice Department, but the Republicans are saying, well, the Justice Department aren't whiter than white either. If you're James Comey, really there was no good option here. Imagine the fury the Republicans would have had if he hadn't disclosed the sudden discovery of this new trove of emails until, I don't know, 24 hours before the election, 24 hours after the election. He was in an absolutely impossible position. And as Kellyanne Conway pointed out in that interview clip that you played, you know, Democrats are acting as though the root source of all this is action that the FBI director has taken. In fact, the root source of all of this is Hillary Clinton's fateful decision when she was Secretary of State to ignore the advice she was given and to manage all her communications through that private email server at her home in Chappaqua.
Thanks very much for that, Simon. Very interesting times indeed. Simon Marks there from Washington.